When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Oh, it's the best show, post-show, the half hour of power, 30 minutes of rapid-fire, uninterrupted phone calls, and I am here with some people who are mainstays to the half hour of power. Some you could say are the half hour of power. And then Mary Houlihan's here too, sticking around. We'll talk to her in a second. But first, the one and only AP Mike is here, of course. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing well, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay, of course. What's going on, Mike? You having enjoying the summer?
Yeah, it's okay. Not bad.
Not bad. Nothing to write home about, but
keep
you like
busy.
The heat. You like the heat?
Oh, the heat is wonderful.
Yeah, but right.
You know, me and you just love the heat.
Yeah. Oh. Pat Byrne.
Hey.
Host of Prove It All Night.
Yes.
Heard every Saturday night on WFMU and once a month live at the WFMU Performance Space.
Tune in tomorrow night. We're going to have James Chance, No Wave legend.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Congratulations. Yeah. I can't wait to hear that. You enjoying the summer?
I am. I would like to go do stuff more, but, you know, work is work.
Work is work. I'm with you. And then we have, of course, Dudio, the one and only Jason Gore. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
How's the summer going for you?
I hate the summer.
You do?
It's trash. Oh. Yeah, it's just so sweaty. I'm wet all the time.
Yeah. You ever hear that song by Effed Up, I Hate Summer?
Yes, I have heard that.
Yeah, it's a good song.
It is.
And Kristen.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Chipper.
I know. I just saw the SNL showcase. I'm in a good mood.
You just saw the SNL showcase?
Yeah.
So there's people auditioning for SNL?
Yeah.
Where it was like Jay Farrow or Taron Killam there in a disguise trying to get back on?
They were two guys in one cloak, yeah. One overcoat.
So they're auditioning together as like a very tall person.
Exactly.
I think that's the way to go. I'm not sure if I'm going to audition yet. You know what I mean? I'm still weighing my options.
Is it not your thing?
I don't know if it's for me.
You got 5 minutes?
Do I have 5 minutes?
Of characters?
Yeah. Of course I do.
Would you do the Chris Walken if you did it?
Would I do my Chris Walken?
Yeah.
Nah, that's a little played out. I would do my Kevin Pollak.
Kevin
is what
Pollak.
I would do.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we'll see.
You should get out there.
Yeah, maybe.
Wait, I
also couldn't be a featured player. That just feels vaguely beneath me also. You know what I mean? I'd need some sort of like permanent host status. Who did they offer permanent host status to SNL in its earliest incarnation? Anyone?
George Carlin.
Oh, I would have guessed Andy Kaufman.
I was going to guess either, and I wasn't sure which one to guess.
Well, they're both wrong.
Richard Pryor?
Gabe Kaplan?
Gabe Kaplan.
Candace Bergen.
Not Candace Bergen. No. Albert Brooks.
Albert Brooks. Okay.
Yes, and we have Mary Houlihan here. How are you, Mary?
Great.
You got to get up on that mic. It's not like the other mic now.
Hello.
There you go. Now you're doing your dad character. Hello. How are you?
Incredible.
That's good to hear.
Thank you.
We're both wearing Mass's Tavern shirts.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Just that I'm going to turn around and Pat will be wearing one.
It's tipping.
It just, yeah.
It's tipping, yeah.
Yeah, tipping. The tipping point.
It's a marketing term.
Yeah, we're getting toward the tipping point, and the tipping point is me throwing all the shirts into the Hudson is the tipping point. That's, so just know that that's the tipping point, Mike. Okay. Not everybody here wearing the shirts. This is not Best Buy. Everybody's not going to be wearing Mass's shirts, the same uniform every week, Mike. So get that out of your head. Don't start.
I do have a shirt and a car for you.
Of course you do. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeepers. You do? What, 20? Do I have to pay the shipping on that also? This guy. This apmike.bandcamp.com. He goes and signs up for a Bandcamp account. He thinks he's king of the world now.
I didn't even know it existed that night when somebody suggested it to me, remember?
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know what it is.
Next thing now, he's the biggest advocate for for Bandcamp. Half Hour Power, what's up?
Hey, Tom. My name is Bucky. I'm from Peoria, Illinois.
Rocky, you're on with AP Mike Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen, and Mary Houlihan.
Hello, Rocky.
Kristen Bartlett, I should say. No, I need to see the whole thing. So what's up? What's up, Chief?
It's Bucky, B-U-C-K-Y.
Bucky, yeah. I thought he said Bucky.
Bucky?
Bucky.
Yeah, I called you Chief. I didn't think your name was Chief.
Oh, I said Rocky.
So oh, Rocky. Probably. Okay, so he's mad at you.
Yeah, he's mad at me.
Yeah.
Dudio messed it up.
I'm sorry, Bob.
What do you got?
I was going to see if anybody watched the Million Dollar Extreme presents World Peace on Adult Swim after Eric Andre on Friday.
I didn't watch it yet. I'll watch it.
All right. Those guys are good. I've been following them online for about 5 years, and they're finally getting recognition they deserve. And I'm just, I don't know. I feel an obligation to throw their name out there.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch it. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. I watched the Eric Andre the first episode. I thought it was great. And I will watch the Million Dollar Extreme show, which I've been looking forward to also. So
it fits the feel.
What are you running PR for these guys? What are you, they're pressing? I said I'd watch it.
I appreciate that, Tom. I also appreciate you always sticking up for me when I belittle myself on the air.
Yeah, take it. Don't you go report back to Sam Hyde and tell him that you've got you placed some mention on it. You're running. Look, I know you're a fan. You're excited, and I'm excited too. I'll watch it.
Thank you, Tom.
I promise. I've been waiting for the show to start too. I'm ready.
Glad to hear you're on board.
Goodbye. You drive me nuts.
Glad to hear you're on board.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
Eric Andre. Who here has seen Eric Andre?
Live?
Or just the show? Do you see the new episode, the new season?
No, I haven't seen the new one.
It's great.
I enjoyed what he did at the Republican convention.
Yeah.
Did that,
it's
yes.
Scary.
Yeah.
He's Eric Andre. He goes for it. He definitely goes for it. Mike?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Eric Andre show?
I've seen bits of it, and I did see the coverage at the convention.
Yeah. The show's the best thing he does. People got to watch the show. The episode with this recent one, he had T.I. on, and he legitimately, like people pretend that they're stomping off on the show. Like, I think he legitimately looked furious at the whole thing. Like, he looked like he really was not into it.
He's not ready for it.
No. But, Half Hour Power.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, boy. Who's this?
I'm sorry. This is Brent from New Jersey.
Brent?
Yeah. What's up? A bad name, right?
That's all right. What's up, Brent? Where in New Jersey are you?
I'm in Bergen County.
What town?
That's Mary Houlihan. That's Mary Houlihan wants to know.
All right, I'll be specific. Waldwick? I don't know. It's pine.
Shut up. I'm from Allendale.
No way.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God. That bagel store is so good, right?
This is what we're going to do right now. We're going to do... You guys, you are going to do a showdown to see who can name... You're going to go back and forth and naming places from...
From Waldwick.
From Waldwick, from Waldwick and Allendale.
Okay.
Are these, are those guys from Harry Potter? I'll see you later.
Okay, ready, set, go. The Allendale Bar and Grill.
Oh, my God, my favorite bar. Village Pizza. I work there.
No way. Okay, Esposito's.
No way, yes. Heart. I know it sounds impossible. This guy works at the pizzeria.
No, work.
Okay, Esposito's is my next one.
Bagel Mosh.
Ooh, okay. Bagel Boys.
Oh. Bagel Boys? That's not now. I'm the Allison Ramsey.
Ooh. No. There's a... Oh, I'm thinking hot bagels.
Oh, Mary.
Mary Lewis.
I used to work at Bagel Boys. That's right.
So somebody comes into Bagel Boys. Mm-hmm. Bagel Boys?
B-O-Y-Z? Yeah.
B-O-Y-S.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what would you be like, welcome to Bagel Boys?
Mm-hmm. There's also a place in the neighboring town called Bagel Buoy. B-U-O-Y.
Mm-hmm. Is that out in the water or something?
No, it's on Route 17.
Don't get their name.
I'd like a dozen bagels. Let's go back and forth. We'll go around the room now. You, caller, are exempt. We're going to go around the room, round robin. Everybody has to name a type of bagel. Starting with... We're going to go this way, around the room, clockwise. I'll start off plain.
Egg.
Everything. Pumpernickel.
French toast.
Salt.
Poppy.
Cinnamon raisin.
Taco chip. Everything.
That egg. Was
egg was set already. Those are both set already. You guys are out. Nice mouth. They're both out. Okay.
Sesame.
Jalapeno.
Wheat.
Mini.
Pumpkin. Seasonal.
That's fair. It is seasonal. Gluten free.
Pumpernickel.
Set already. Me, Mike, and Kristen.
French toast.
That was set already. I think you said it.
I said it.
Oh, wait. It's me and Mike in the bagel off.
Oh.
Dunk, dunk, dunk. Garlic. Garlic.
Yeah. Okay.
Garlic. That's good. Garlic. The Black Forest. Yeah, that's a, the go-to bagel for you. They have Black Forest. No, they have a Black Forest bagel.
Onion. I don't think anybody said onion yet.
Okay. Well, onion.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, I know. Look, Black Forest wasn't one. You won. I just want to see how long.
I was going to say marble.
I was telling a
Black marble.
No, I got that
bagel
wrong.
For you.
I just lied.
Is bagel for you even a real place?
Bagel for you in Milburn. Yes,
okay.
It is.
Mm, okay, good.
You win. Mike is the champ of bagel round robin. See the games Woo! Were coming up. It's like Jimmy Fallon should be here.
I guess having a bagel place around the block paid off, you know. Finally.
You did it, champ.
Champion. staring at those bins.
The bins. Mike just staring at the bins.
Actually, I had a salt bagel this morning. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Who knew would it come in? Yeah. You don't know where. You never know when these things are going to pay off.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, but...
Half Hour Power, you're on with AP Mike, Dudio, Pat Byrne, Kristen Bartlett, and Mary Houlihan.
Hey, this is Rob from Rochester. How you doing? AP Mike, Dudio, Pat, Kristen, and Mary, and Tom.
What's up, Rob?
I wanted to bring one up on the topic of jury duty talk.
Okay, jury duty talk. Mike just did some time on jury duty. He was on a jury.
Yes.
Mary, jury duty, have you been on a jury?
Never.
Have you been to jury duty?
Never.
Oh, this sounds like somebody who is just jinxed themselves. The way you're just like, never.
It's never going to happen. You know
what's gonna happen. It's coming now.
It's coming. You're just going to say... Or it might be happening, and since you like used to live in New Jersey and you're a fancy New York person now, they're probably looking for you.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to say, Rob?
Well, I've had to do jury duty twice, and the first time was, you know, on a trial, second-degree murder. But the second time was actually much, much worse because I was picked as an alternate. And when you get picked as an alternate, that means you have to sit through, you know, all the courtroom proceedings. But when it's time to deliberate, you go into a room with the other alternate, and you can just, all you can do is just sit there. Yeah. You can't talk about the case.
Yeah.
So it is the worst.
Can you read?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying you're put in a room with one person, and the only thing you have in common is the thing you can't talk about. But, yeah, you can read and stuff.
So what were you talking about? With
not
those,
much.
With those people that you didn't have anything in common with.
Well, it was just one person, right? Usually there's just two alternates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. It's two, so it's just the two of you in a room, and you just...
You're stuck.
That's rougher than I pictured.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
We talked about the weather for about 5 minutes, and then we both read independently for the however many hours it was, I think. Yeah. You know, maybe 16 hours.
Oh, boy, yeah. That's a long stretch.
That's rough.
So that's like 2 days of deliberations, huh?
Yeah.
How much were you paid for it?
Nothing.
I just got my check. Nice. Mine was $40 a day.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's gone up.
Yeah, my employer gives me, you know, compensation. So in that case, they don't pay you anything. So it's kind of like a vacation day you didn't choose.
Yeah, well, that sucks. Right?
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate. Available now.
Yeah.
And it goes against your vacation days?
Oh, no.
Okay, I was just hoping it wasn't going... That would be the worst if suddenly it's just like, well, you know, you did take that week and a half while they were...
No, I give my employer credit that they don't do that to you. But it's still kind of like, here's, you know, time that you have to spend doing something that no one really wants to do.
Do you feel like people would commit less crimes if they knew how irked people on jury duty are, that this is what they're going to, this is all the, in addition to the consequence of the crime, they're also creating just like hundreds upon hundreds of hours of people just low level resentment toward their existence.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it causes more crime. People are, you know, masochistic.
They are. But then again, they're not. So, thanks for the call, buddy. Mike?
Yes.
What crime would you commit?
What crime would I commit?
Don't worry, I'm going to ask everybody. Okay. I'm not just focusing on you. What if I ask everybody? Like, I ask you that. And I'm just like, so, again, then, like, Pat, like, your favorite toppings
a heist,
on a...
Yeah,
like,
a major heist.
A heist, say, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Pat?
I'm still thinking. Someone else could go.
Mary?
I'm going to say it. Murder.
Wow. Okay.
Murder? Wow. You'd murder someone.
It's out of the box.
I mean, if you have to do a crime, why not pick the worst one?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Somebody's got the bloodlust.
This will be on the morning show tomorrow.
Jason?
Well, I feel silly saying Grand Theft Auto now, but Grand Theft Auto.
That's a good one.
Huh?
You've got a great car.
I know, but it's the thrill.
Yeah.
Joyriding? Oh, yeah. Just not even to keep it,
to crash it and walk away.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Nice. Kristen,
insider trading.
Insider trading.
Yeah, okay. Pat,
smart. Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, as the schemer, I have gotten away with a few things.
And again, this is the guy. For people who don't know Pat, look, he's a super nice guy, one of the sweetest guys. He's like a walking Mentos commercial. Like, he's like a Mentos commercial brought to life. Like, walking into a festival, a concert, holding a box on his shoulder. The only thing that was missing was
the overalls too was missing.
Yeah, but something's happened at Mount Fresh. Like, if Bob Dylan what if Wilco started playing the Mentos theme as you were doing it?
That'd be great.
That would be
timing.
You'd realize you were trapped in a Mentos commercial. Yeah. So you have that element in you of the. So what would be your crime?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like I got away with a lot of dumb things in high school with, like, you know, my group of friends. Like, mm-hmm. So I kind of got that out of my system at a young age, even if we weren't, like, stealing cars and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what I would
do. I would either do a creepy crawl, which... Who here knows what a creepy crawl is?
I have no idea what a creepy crawl is.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, the Manson family, they would want to scare people, they would break into their house and move things 3 inches or 6 inches over. So you'd just come home and things would be slightly moved around just so you'd realize that they could get to you at all times without stealing anything or hurting you. Initially, that's what they did. Mm-hmm. But I would probably go for some sort. I think I would do a thing where if I could, like, just rip off a casino in, like, either rip off, like, a slot machine or an ATM. Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. How about those rub off tickets?
You
can scan them now without rubbing off the ticket.
You mean you can see what the good ones are?
We were discussing whether, you know, owners of delis. And scan the tickets to see if they've got winners,
and pick out like the good ones.
Yeah, pick out the ones for themselves.
Just like, you know, you're in trouble if they're not on the roll at the store if you go to
pull it out of a drawer.
If you go to a deli and he's just like, yeah, here are the ones we got. Which ones? You're like, they're not just scrolling them out and you're just tearing off the next six. Buy these. Oh, you didn't win nothing. I'm sorry. No more calls. How about that? No more calls. Well, I want to say this. Mike, you always have something interesting or something unique. You've always got your antenna up for what's what. And is there anything that's on your radar now?
Well, you know, we were talking about jury duty. I thought I'd conclude my story. The last time... I made the tragic error of actually becoming a juror, which is, you know,
tragic. I like how we're at this point in the world where and I'm agreeing with you that it's tragic.
Oh,
I'm not saying like, why would you call it a tragic? Right. It's like, no, it's calling it tragic is exactly what it is, and it's just wrong that we're all like.
I felt like a complete failure that day, you know, when I made it onto the juror. Jury. So anyway, the trial itself was, it shouldn't have even gone to trial. It was such a open and shut case. It was a young man got caught with throwing a gun, a loaded gun, and some drugs into a vehicle, the back of a car.
Okay.
And he was seen by a police officer doing this. And so basically the whole case was the police officer testifying to what happened, you know, and what he observed. And you either believed him or not. I mean, that was the whole case. It was the defense was one witness. It was a guy from I think now everybody watches the news. They think every crime is on video now.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's something wrong if a crime hasn't been caught on video. So the defense didn't really have a defense. They were kind of just throwing things at the wall and trying to, you know, get people confused. They had a guy who operated the K-9 cameras in that area. There were cameras in the area, but they didn't have footage. And he didn't even confirm what the defense wanted him to say, that the camera was working and it would have observed what happened. So there was no defense. And so I think what happens is, you know, it was a young guy. He probably just thought, oh, roll the dice, waste everybody's time, like you said. I mean, people weren't happy to be there. And so then we go into deliberate. And, you know, my heart sank because the first thing, there were pictures of the gun in the back seat of, on the floor of the car.
Okay.
And so that was part of the evidence, along with the drugs and the gun. And the first thing somebody said as we went into the deliberation room was, she grabbed that picture of the gun on the floor and said, "This looks too perfect." And I'm kind of like, there's like a, I guess there are ways for a gun to land in the back of a car and ways not for it. So, you know, I kind of immediately jumped on that and said, well, what should it look like when you throw a car? You know, and I actually started having, you know, are we going to have to go down to a parking lot and like pretend, you know, throw this gun in the car and see the way it lands? Well, we didn't have to do that. And, so that was the end of day one. We didn't deliberate very long. We had one day of deliberations, and there were people that were skeptical about it, you know. And I think the first count, we did a hand count, how many people, guilty, innocent. It was like 10 to 2 or 10 to 3. I mean, 9 to 3. So we had to just discuss it, you know, some more. And if I give any advice to anybody who ever ends up on a jury, I would say, make sure and let everybody be heard. You know, there was one juror who was kind of angling to dominate the conversation. You know, he was the guy that jumped up on the board to start drawing the car with the door open.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this was a complicated scenario that we couldn't picture in our minds. And actually, you know, he actually said that until he drew that up there, you know, he wasn't quite convinced. But he also suggested that we sit in different seats because, you know, people just get in a habit of sitting in the same seats when you go into the room, you know. And he was, like, going to try and, you know, do a little feng shui. And I said, you know, I cut him down on that, too. You know, I'm like, no, we're not doing any feng shui. We're not doing any feng shui here, you know. And so, yeah, so listen to everybody. You know, you know, we would just go around in circles. We would reason, you know, basically, we were saying, well, do you believe the police officer? And everybody believed the police officer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, certain people... Some people had a hard time with just having one eyewitness, and I kind of suggested to people, well, most crimes don't have any eyewitnesses, you know?
Yeah.
And you just told me you believed that eyewitness, so there's a bit of a contradiction there. You know, one woman thought we were in therapy, and she got very tearful, and I'm like, oh, boy, you know, where's this going? But... you know, I cracked some jokes. I did bring some humor to the proceedings. You know, I one joke was, you know, again with the pictures of the gun in the back seat of the car. I said, well, if that was my car, you know, they'd probably have to dig it out. You know, there'd be too much garbage in the back. I got a laugh. And then
I love it. I love low-level jokes like that that, like, are, like, socially acceptable. That was my car. I had to take it out. And, like, that's exactly... Everybody makes those jokes.
Oh, God, it's just, like... And then I got to trot out, you know, a classic from a previous jury
yes,
duty
about,
thing.
What about yoga Working pants?
No. No. I was on jury duty one time, and... We're in the courtroom. And you know, sitting in the crowd, and this one guy just fell asleep and began snoring loud, so that everybody in the courtroom could hear it. And you know, he was right behind the lawyers, so they definitely heard it. And then this person, evidently, you know, eventually made it into the jury box, and he was selected as a juror. So there you go. But
did you, at any point in the deliberation, mention apmike.bandcamp.com?
You know,
there's just so much stuff in this back seat.
The temptation was there, Tom. The temptation was there, but I also thought of the show in general. Yeah. And I thought, you know, is this a good time? I mean, I could expand the audience for the show.
Yeah, great.
You know, we're in jury.
Well, they certainly would have time to listen. Any derelict that ends up on a jury.
One guy, you know, the one guy who probably spoke the least, mm-hmm. you know, he only spoke up one time. And I swear what he said was complete gibberish. Unless my hearing wasn't good, but I mean, I didn't understand a word this guy said. And nobody else seemed to mind either. So, you know, we just went around the room again. And eventually, you know, it was a good experience. I would say it was a good experience. I mean, maybe on a more complicated trial, you would run into, you know, strong opinions. But we basically just worked it out amongst us. And, you know, I would say overall it was a good experience.
And then what was the verdict?
The verdict was guilty, yeah.
Okay. I mean, do you feel good or bad about that?
Well, no, you don't feel good, you know, but, you know.
Did this guy say, like, I'm going to get you?
You know what? I did feel good about having a gun removed from the streets.
Sure. Yeah.
I felt good for having drugs, and, you know, this was my first contact with heroin, and, you know, they have little cute brand names. And the brand name for this brand was Killer. So, you know, it was no false advertising there, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, speaking of the gun, you'll enjoy this. You know, I was still, this was before we were deliberating, and the prosecutor puts all the evidence in front of the, on a ledge of the jury box, okay. Right? And guess where the gun lands?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. And I'm like contemplating, is this my chance to get thrown off this jury? Because all I had to do was to brandish the gun, stand up, and say, like, you're all going to get, you know, put me on this jury.
Yeah, that would, you're right. The only consequence for that would be that
getting off the jury.
You'd be removed from the jury.
Yeah,
they wouldn't go further with it.
No, but I had that opportunity, and I
told you the way to get off the thing.
Yeah.
You say, look, I got problems. I don't know which way I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm scrolling through Instagram, and then this is what I see back at me. It's like the shirt. I'm just getting these massive shirts from every angle.
Yeah.
APMike.bandcamp.com.
You know how when you stare at the sun?
Oh, I know, yeah. You stare at the sun.
And then you blink and you keep seeing it. That's,
you keep seeing it. It's like me and the masses.
I don't want that.
Masses
I don't want that to happen with the masses.
Oh, no,
t-shirt.
You don't want that to happen. Yeah, God forbid. No. Okay, let's wrap this up. Mike, you're at masses. Well, see, man, let's talk about something different. Mike, you're at masses.
This Sunday I'll be there.
Okay.
I have another job and... So certain Sundays I'm not there. So if you're planning on taking the trip, contact me first. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Pat, hey. Prove it all night tomorrow.
Tomorrow with James Chance.
Very exciting. WFMU, 9 p.m.
to midnight
Saturday night.
Yep.
Dudio, a.k.a. Jason Gore. Any live shows? Bridge and Tunnel?
Yeah, when is the next Bridge and Tunnel show?
17th?
September 17th at the People's Improv Theater.
Okay, at the Pit, Bridge and Tunnel, which is the sketch group that Jason and Kristen are in. And Kristen, anything?
Yeah, my next show is August 24th at 11 p.m. It's Night Late with Sushir Zameda.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be
and
a really good
that?
Show.
Where's that?
That's at UCB Theater, Chelsea.
Okay. Mary Houlihan?
Yeah. August 17th, go to the Annoyance Theater and see Mary Houlihan and Sam Taggart do 2 prov.
The Tuprov is a two-person thing?
Improv, yeah.
Yeah. Now, this Sam Taggart, what's his? What's the line on this fella?
He's my best friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he? Are you carrying him, or does he have the goods?
We're equals.
Well, that's not possible. That's really nice. There would be not enough room in New York for that much talent.
Well, you better believe it.
All right.
Sam's a good guy.
Pat says Sam's a good guy.
Coming from. Yeah, coming King from, of the good
yeah,
guys.
He's a Pat. Look, Pat anoints Sam a good guy. All right, fair enough. I love it. Mike hates this thing that Pat's a good guy now. Like, Mike calling Pat King of the good guys, he might as well have called him. That might as well have just been a torrent of just.
When he was doing that gun thing before, he was pointing at
him. Yeah. And then I had the gun. I'm like, what can I do? And just for anybody keeping score at home, Mike hates Studio. Studio hates Mike. Pat hates Mike. Pat hates Studio. Mike likes Pat. Studio likes Pat. And that's kind of where it's at now. And I'm not even sure if Mike and Pat and Studio like Pat that much anymore. But the true square off is Mike versus Studio. That's the Highlander scenario.
I don't know. I think maybe the Masters T-shirt is going to be like our little olive branch.
APMike.bank.com.
Yeah, of course. I don't know why you... What are you in on this now, too? I am going to throw up. I didn't mention one time where people could buy shirts for the best show. I haven't mentioned it on the radio in 2 months.
StereoLaughs.com.
StereoLaughs.com, that's right. I don't want to... The reason I didn't mention it because I got packed the things. I'm just like, great. 8 orders. Okay.
You want me to do some of your fulfillment?
No! Fulfillment. Yeah, what is this, Gunthy Renker? You're going to start...
I've got it all set up in my kitchen.
Start packing Flobies. All right. Best show is on Tuesday nights. Half Hour Power will be back in a week or so, or a couple. We do it every other week. Thanks for listening. We will be back, and good night. Everybody say goodbye.
Goodbye.